Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I want to talk about Brian Callen. Now, he's a comedian that you may not have heard of, but he's in the newest example. This is a story that came out about 4 days ago. He's the newest example of what happens when a guy is accused of doing something and there is no evidence. And the problem with this is not only is there Title IX in the colleges, which is if a woman says something happened, even if the guy has had proof that showed he didn't do what was alleged, but she actually did, he's still been removed from college. He's lost either his scholarship or the money that he put into college, and he's kicked out of college. Now, is any criminal follow-up, and is he held accountable by the court of law? No. Why? There's no evidence of anything. There's nothing to run a court case on. And so I want to talk about this a little bit, because as I just did my other video tonight of Johnny and AH, if you know who I'm talking about, Miss Aquaman, it was her word versus his proof, and he lost, even with proof. And so I want to talk about Brian here for a minute, and you'll kind of see where I'm going with this, because Brian, he's a performer, he's a comedian, he does podcasts, and they say, well, he performed at Addison Improv in a shadow of a naughty allegation that he forced himself upon four women. And they say four women accused actor and stand-up comedian Brian Callen of misconduct, naughty misconduct, as far back as 1999. That's 21 years ago. Now, if you remember Brett Kavanaugh, that goes back to, they were talking about, what, 40 years ago or something like that? And then when they asked the women to come forward and testify, two of them recanted their stories almost immediately, saying, well, maybe I was mistaken or maybe I was wrong. Two of them did. And on Blasey Ford, hers pretty much fell apart, because before you know it, it was, well, I don't remember if he was really there. I don't remember how I got there. I don't remember where it was. The story just fell apart. So then it becomes, well, why do people do this? And here's the struggle. Here's the hard part of this, is if something really did happen, we need to make sure that they're listened to and that they are, that the allegations are followed after, and if the guy did do something wrong, that he's held accountable. So, but how are you going to do this when now we're talking 20, 30, 40 years ago? The problem is that A, there is no way to really verify any of this, but in the same time, they say, well, we don't want to say that we don't believe you, so we'll just believe you. But unfortunately, that makes the guy be put in a bad spot where he loses work, where he loses income, where he loses jobs and promotions. Again, look at Johnny with what's happening to that. So they say here from the Dallas Observer, four women accused Brian Callen of bad things. The news came on top of revelations that Callen and his partner Brendan Schaub on the former podcast Fighter and the Kid tested for the bug following an appearance. The reaction to the misconduct allegations was swift and decisive on several levels. Callen, a Mad TV alum who had also had a starring role on ABC's The Goldbergs, denied the actions in a video on his YouTube channel. He also sued the husband of one of his accusers, Catherine Fiore Tigerman, for conducting an ongoing campaign to destroy the livelihood of Callen through threats and harassing him and intimidation of third parties that dare contract with him, according to his civil complaint. Agencies from Creative Artists Agency and Innovative Artists have dropped Callen from their rosters, and Callen stepped away from his popular podcast. Several comedy clubs also removed the comedian's scheduled appearances from their calendars, including a list that they give here. So again, it's, well, this happened. Do you have any proof? I said it happened. And the thing of it is, the thing of it is, you do want to listen, because if these things really happened, then we want something to be done. But why is it now that, well, one comes out, then another comes out, then four come out, and these are all 20 some odd years ago. Now, a lot of women will say, well, we were afraid and I didn't want to come out by myself and have no support. I understand that, but the problem is that they get overwhelming support from society, from courts, from the law of public opinion nowadays. And so when they come out in groups or something like this, even when it's older, Well, there's nothing to verify, and it just becomes one person's word versus another. And until it actually goes to a court for these, and there's no evidence anymore. There's no DNA. There's nothing. No testing that can be done. Nothing. And now, well, this it's like, well, he's not going to work anymore. And the problem with this is that this if it's true, what gets done? You ruin the guy's life. But if it's false, you also ruin the guy's life. And they say that, she says here, there are liars in the world, but there aren't four liars who are putting themselves out there to welcome attention they're going to have to face. Because again, they act like these women are going to face harsh actions for bringing this to light. And really they don't, at least not that I can see in the public forums. They're always supported, they're always listened to, and they're always believed, despite having no evidence to the contrary. So again, and this is the important sentence I want you to take out of there. There are liars in this world, but there aren't four liars who are putting themselves out there to welcome this harassment they're going to face. When there's multiple people putting themselves out there, there shouldn't be any question of their guilt or innocence. From The Hill, is it time to punish the accusers? And this goes through a little bit of the Kavanaugh case, but there's a paragraph I want to read out of here that's very telling. This paragraph's called The Human Cost of These False Accusations. Petitions and guidelines do not capture the human suffering that caused a rebellion against the imperative to believe women. For that, real stories are required. Consider the Flood family of Pennsylvania and their teenage son, who the media identifies as TF. According to a local newspaper, five girls at TF's high school terrorized him with accusations of him doing inappropriate acts. TF was fired from his part-time job, tortured in school by the other students and investigators, expelled and forced to endure multiple court appearances, detention in a juvenile facility, detention at home, and the loss of his liberty and other damages. Sounds serious, doesn't it? Finally, and this is a direct quote from The Hill, finally, the girls confessed to lying. Why did they? One explained, quote, "I just don't like him. I just don't like to hear him talk. I don't like to look at him," end quote. The girls have not been punished. Let me say that again. The girls have not been punished. Now, do you think that they have any hesitation to do this against somebody they don't like again? Because this kid that they didn't like had to go through all those things, bothered in schools, investigators, expelled, forced to endure court appearances, detention in a juvie facility, at home, the loss of his liberty and other damages. They admit to lying, and their punishment was nothing. Now, do you think when that young lady maybe gets older and she decides there's somebody else she doesn't like, she says, "Hey, you know what? Nothing happened last time. But the person that I didn't like had to go through all this stuff." And again, I'm not saying this isn't every time or all the time, but you know something, you can't persecute somebody on somebody else's word all the time. You just can't. There has to be something to protect the accused. Because if it were the reverse, just like we saw in Johnny and AH's case, he said it was her fault and here is evidence. And that wasn't enough. So they continue on. The girls have not been punished. Meanwhile, the boy is under the care of a psychologist and being schooled at home. Devastated by the experience, his parents are suing. You know, when we talk about so many times, you know, we talk about these things that men face and guys face, and that we're automatically assumed to be the bad guys in this. Yet when they look at the household conflicts between couples, it's about a 55 or 60 to 45 or 40, depending on which statistic you look at. 55 or 60-40 of guys and girls doing it. It's not just the guys. Yet every time something happens, the guys are assumed to be at fault, even when they look at the statistics and it shows otherwise. Also, many times, yes, guys may use their knuckles, and they may use their size, and they may bruise or hit or hurt. However, women tend to go for sharp objects. And there are more, the percentage-wise, there are more grievous harms done by the women than by the men. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit because just like I did in my Justin Bieber story, just that like I did in some of these other stories, if there becomes a point where it's your word versus theirs, you will lose. And how do you avoid this? Now, is it reasonable to say, well, you just have to avoid all women and all contact with women and don't date and don't? No, of course not. This is it's a dice roll, but it's snake eyes. It's a very small percent that this may happen to you. But if it does, understand that you have no recourse in many cases. And things can come at you from 10, 20, 30 years ago that you may not even recollect. It may not have happened. And there's nothing that proves that you did or didn't do anything. And you have no defense. So what does this mean? This means when choosing your friendships with women, this means when choosing your relationships with women, you must choose very carefully. You know, we joke that you don't put your D in crazy. Well, you also shouldn't be friends with crazy. You shouldn't be anywhere alone with crazy. You shouldn't ever have a moment where you may not have a defense for yourself. And that's difficult because the truth of it is that there may not be any proof to show you didn't do anything because you may not have participated. And this is worrying. And this is why I think more and more and more men are retreating from society, are retreating from their interactions with other people, are retreating from many of the things out there because they realize that if they're just even pointed at and somebody says something, even if they did nothing, how do you defend something you didn't do? It's impossible. You know, it's like saying, I've been to the moon. You know, Space Force t-shirt. I've been to the moon. No, you haven't. Prove I haven't. What? You can't prove something like, you can't prove I didn't do something. You have to prove that I did do something. But there is no proof. It's just word against word. And when it comes down to that, you're going to lose. So be careful out there, guys. Make your choices wisely on all the relationships you have. And if you do get in one, as I've said many times before, your first several dates, I know some of you guys are into the hit it and quit it. And first night I met her on Tinder, we went back to mine and had my fun and it was all good. Might be good now. You don't know what's coming for you in a week, in a year, 10 years, 5 years, whatever. And I know some of you are like, well, I don't use my real name and we go to her place or we do a hotel or whatever. I get that. But when you start having to think like that, it shows you the state of relationships in a lot of cases. And guys are genuinely worried. Now, is it a worry that's in the front of our faces, in the front of our brains all the time? No, but it should be. It should be something that you need to be aware of now. Because again, if I gave you a bowl of 100 M&Ms and I said one of those, two of those, three of those are poisoned, but the rest of those are absolutely delicious. Would you eat one? No matter how much you love M&Ms. That's a gamble you got to take. If let's say it was a bigger prize. Let's say, hey, you might get 100 grand if you reach and you know, 97 of them are fine and three of them, that's it, you're ended. Some of you guys will take that gamble. Well, it's the same thing, except the difference is you may be ostracized from work. You might be sitting in jail. You don't know. Be careful out there, guys. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com if you'd like to join the fun over there. I post my videos over there as well as comments. The comment section's a little more open and free over there because it is my forum. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, be smart, be careful, because it's word against word, and they may just lie because they feel like it.